Good evening. Planned this way so that most of you guys are starving. So I figured it'll be nice and short.
You're not buying us pizza?
I heard on the way coming in here that was being attacked too for sodium or something.
Sure.
Not exactly. You're not exactly in the category that. Following a Monday night game, it's scramble, and that's where you find yourselves on Wednesday. But, in studying the Arizona Cardinals, they're a good football team, and they certainly did emerge last year, a team that beat Seattle late in the season, that just barely lost to San Francisco, 10-6 football team, very, very aggressive, physical, defensive team, very good up front, runs the ball. And in Carson Palmer, they've found the quarterback that Bruce indicated that he was looking for, and take advantage of an outstanding receiving group and can throw the ball down the field, and do have a nice group of running backs that have played well in that system. So they're a good team, and we look forward to playing them Sunday.
Tom, do you expect a significant improvement from game 1 to 2 with the fact that all your ones got all that time and everything?
Do I expect what?
Significant improvement.
Well, I'm certainly counting on it. I am, I think the players are counting on the same thing. I think that there's great disappointment even today, that we tried to turn the corner on that. But a game like that lingers, and we're trying to acknowledge again the errors that were made and teach and move on, and that's what we have to do.
Can a short week almost help that when you're coming off a loss? I mean, I guess there's less time to look back, and you're almost forced to look forward quicker.
I suppose if you're really looking for some way to gain an edge, I suppose you could do that. You could say that.
Tom, Carson Palmer was talking about learning a new offense that he had to learn last mm-hmm. year. He said it could, it took almost a week 8 before he got it down. Before then, it's like you just have to weather the storm, he said. Do you look at this as having to weather the storm now?
Well, to be honest, I've preferred not to do that. I stay away from that because, it has to be sooner than later for all of us. Would I take the 10-6 record that they had, last year? If we had to go through some very impatient moments, well, we'll see about that too. But you'd like it to come sooner than later. I think the players have had a very good attitude about this. They've expressed the fact that they are, closer together as a group. And that they acknowledged some of the problems and issues that we are having and have had in all three phases. I mean, let's face it, all three phases didn't play anywhere near like we anticipated playing based on our preseason. So, I think that the minds and attitudes are in the right place, and we just got to work hard to try to improve and do the best we can with it.
Some time for a new system to.
Is it a difficult thing? I've never been very good at it. I've tried it, but some people are obviously better than others, and I'm in the other category. But we just have to keep swinging. That's all. That's all I'm trying to do is to continue to evaluate, be honest with everybody, but encourage. That's the best we can do right now.
Ancient history, back in 2007 when Steve Spagnuolo's defense, he was trying mm-hmm. to put that defense in and it didn't work the first couple of games. His thing was always, you just keep staying the course and believing. I mean, is that the correct approach to whatever Ben's trying to do?
That's a good analogy. I hadn't thought of that analogy. I'll have to use it tomorrow. You won't be writing anything before tomorrow morning.
No, not at all.
I can use that one.
He
just tweeted.
I thought it was good. I think that's good. I would hope that that's it. But I remember being there for those first two games too, and scratching my head and saying, "Okay, great, here we are." What was it, 40?
with all the change you have, all the new faces and new people, do you keep trying to find the right combinations, or would you rather try and keep it so you have continuity and let the guys sort of?
Well, I think you're going to always look for the right combinations, or better yet, it's how to use everybody that you have to the best of the team's ability. So, I think you've got to go through that. You've got to be able to utilize people to the best of their ability. How can they help the team? And that's really where we are.
Josh Brown was telling us about how confident he is punting, that he's done it a few times in his career. Is that something you would consider this week?
Well, I hope it doesn't get to that, but I certainly. He's out there today. There he was. I was watching him swing his leg. No ball, so everyone went 50 yards that I can tell.
What's your opinion on Ray Rice being released?
My opinion about domestic violence, very troubling, very tragic. No place for it in society and no place for it in the National Football League.
Tom, Bruce Arians also spoke of it taking till midseason to start to get comfortable with an offense and start to click. I mean, is that the reality of the situation, that it does take that long?
Well, Bruce has done it, most recent, and it certainly, I think it takes time just to when you evaluate, to make sure that no matter what the situation is, that both the quarterback and the coaching staff are on the same page, because it may have been different interpretations, in the previous 10 years. So there's a bit of that takes place as well. As I said, I mean, Eli's very smart. He's a very fast learner. And I hope that maybe the curve is a little bit on this side of the eight weeks.
So would you say that you and Ben are kind of going through that a little bit now? Like, just like you talked about, learning to kind of gel even as a coaching staff with the new offense?
No, I don't put words in my mouth.
No.
I didn't say
that.
I'm answering one specific question.
Okay, yeah.
So what's your question?
I was wondering,
am I going through it?
Or if not, how long did that kind of take you to get through with Ben when you first got here?
Get through what?
You talked about getting on the same page even as a coaching staff and viewing things in the same way.
The coach, the coach and the player is what I'm referring to. The coach and the player being able to communicate in the same way, one being from one system, one being from the other. So hopefully that'll work in a speedier fashion.
Thomas, another home opener for you. How important is it to get the fans and give them something to get them behind you early in the game?
It's very important. Very important to get that feeling when we come into the stadium that the support is there and it's loud and it will be there and be consistent. That's always a great feeling for a coach and a player to come into the stadium, be welcome, and to know that that your fans are there and they're behind your team and they're they believe in what you're doing.
With Brandon Mosley, he worked with the first team at right guard. Pretty much all training camp. How's he doing physically, and has anything changed there, or does he go back in that role?
Nothing's changed as of yet. We'll see how he does, but as he comes back, we'll try to figure out this particular week even what's the best combination for us.
Is part of the challenge offensively wanting to add new things to show an opponent new things, but you're still trying to master maybe what you do best or find what you do best?
Got it. Plus, it's not just what you do best, it's what's your identity. You know, where would you go to hang your hat?
Do you have one right now, in your mind?
Hats don't really look
not
that
your
good
hat.
On me.
Your identity.
Do we have it? I don't think that's been established just yet.
Do you usually have it established at this point, or is it something that always, takes time into each season?
No, it hasn't been that way for a few years, but it's because we've had the same system, and we know exactly what we want and where we want it. And I think that we do know exactly what we want. We're just not there yet.
Jenkins is new on the injury report with a hip, Cullen Jenkins. Is that?
Yeah, I hope it's not much, you know.
You start to get a little thin there, obviously, with him and Coons. Is that something you've looked at or bring you guys in, or not at that point yet?
Well, we have a little depth there, too.
Can you enunciate what you want that identity to be?
No, not yet.
Were there torn ligaments with Weatherford?
Touchdowns, I would like to. I would like to have those.
Were there torn ligaments with Weatherford's ankle at all?
He did have some, I think, some ligament damage according to the swelling. But his ankle actually looks better today than it did yesterday. And he's doing jumping jacks and stuff in there now. So hopefully that'll continue.
Tom, do you think that his fitness will, you know, will really help him in this situation?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no question. He's a phenom, a train. You know, he works hard at, you know, you, if you could stand the music, you could go in the weight room and watch him. He's something.
You don't share the same musical taste?
No.
Not quite.
Tom, all right, just to go back to the
Frank Sinatra's not on his list.
Should be.
Just to clarify, yeah, what do you want me to clarify?
Just to go back to the Ray Rice situation. A couple of years ago, you brought in two players who had domestic violence issues over them. Has the stance changed, or how do you evaluate case by case?
Just the way you're saying it. You can't trivialize it. You have to be specific exactly what is the circumstance, who's the individual, and you know, I don't think, I wouldn't want to ever generalize something as serious as that.